All right, welcome back to Sports Central. Tobias Wilborn from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette covers Penn State football for the PG. What's going on with you today, buddy? How you doing?
Man, not much, man. Nice day, trying to, one, thankful to be alive, man. Great day to be alive, brother.
AP Top 25 came out earlier today, Tobias. Penn State number 19. Is that about where you thought they were 20th in the coaches' poll? So you take a look at these two polls. Is this about maybe where you thought Penn State would be, or is it a little lower maybe than you thought they'd be?
It's really tough. I mean, regardless of the circumstances, when you go 0-5 the previous season and you bring most of that team back, people are going to wonder. And, again, for Penn State, it starts and ends, to me, with Sean Clifford at quarterback, and there's some concerns. But you look at them having probably the deepest running back room in the country. You look at Parker Washington, and you look at Jahan Dotson, maybe Lambert Smith coming on as that third receiver, maybe Daniel George. You start looking at that defensive line and the safeties and the cornerbacks. There's a lot of talent over there in State College. Is just a matter of, can the quarterback put it together? And people are concerned about that. So, yeah, I think Penn State right now going into the season, with as much as we know, 19 is probably fair.
Okay, so quarterback is the most important position in all of sports. I feel like anytime we have a discussion about Penn State, it always comes back to Sean Clifford. And Tobias just pointed out there's a lot of other good players on this Penn State football team. And so is it fair to be harping so much on the quarterback? Is it fair to say that the whole season comes down to the quarterback? Is it fair to say that whatever happens to this program and James Franklin and Mike Yurcich and their careers come down to Sean Clifford? And the answer to all those questions to me, Tobias, is absolutely yes. I mean,
yeah.
I think this team could be really, 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 really good. If Sean Clifford stinks, this team's not going to be any good. I mean, that's just the bottom line. The schedule's too tough.
Well, I mean, show me a team in the last, 15 years that has won a national championship without a dude at quarterback. And college football,
hard to do.
Even probably more than the NFL, I would say the quarterback position is that important.
And if you have backups, that's one thing. You know, if you're Alabama and you can go from Jalen Hurts to Tua and then to Mac Jones or whatever, but that's the issue, folks. Penn State's got nobody else. You got Taquan Roberson, who's thrown one pass. He's played a handful of snaps. Tobias, I think Sean Clifford, to his team, is the most important player in all of college football.
I mean, at least he's definitely in the top five. I mean, again, if Penn State is going to be good, he will have to look like the guy in 2019.
But you know what, Tobias? Everybody keeps saying that. I challenge you to go look at – no, not just you. I challenge everybody to go look at the numbers. He was average in 2019, Tobias. The running game got going great. Journey Brown was awesome at the end. And you had Micah Parsons, and you beat Memphis in the Cotton Bowl. I mean, Sean Clifford was still just an average quarterback in 2019.
Yeah, but listen, though, but just average is – Four light years ahead of where he was last year.
Oh, no question. That's true. That's absolutely true.
And that's what I'm more saying. He's got to look more like that or better than. I mean, it can't be what it was last year. I mean, it just can't be. I mean, I'm not going to say they go 0-5 again, but it won't be much better because I mean that Wisconsin game in Happy Valley. I mean, excuse me, at Camp Randall. That won't be easy. It'll be weird for both teams starting out of the box so soon. Ball State, I mean, that should be a win, but again, it depends on, I would tell you what, if Clifford isn't good, that game's going to be a lot closer than it should be. Then you got Auburn coming in. Then, okay, you get a little bit of a break with Villanova, but then you got Indiana coming in. And one thing, we know who their quarterback is. Penn State fans remember that man, Michael Penix, very well. And, I saw him at media day, and that guy looked like he is ready to go. So, I mean, yeah, you talk about starting the season, with those five games. Yeah, you get four of them at home, but you know, if you don't have it right, man, I mean, ideally you'd want Penn State going into that Ohio State game on Halloween weekend 6-0, but it could go the other way, and it is going to tie into Sean Clifford, I believe.
Well, we're talking to Tobias Wilborn from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. What you've got is a trip to number 12 Wisconsin right off the bat, and we've talked repeatedly about how that's a very difficult matchup. Then you got Ball State, and Penn State's favored by 3 touchdowns, and that should be an easy win, but Ball State is not going to come in here and just sit down. They were pretty good last year. Then you got Auburn. How good is Auburn? We don't know. It's not a traditional Auburn team. They've got question marks. They're number 30 in the preseason AP poll. So it's not like Auburn is awesome. Then you got Indiana Villanova, then Indiana. I think Penn State really takes it to Indiana this year, just because I think they've had that game circled for so long. But then you've got Iowa. I mean, look, the schedule to me is just what is really, really challenging. And so no matter what you do, no matter what, you know, the rest of the players on the team do, if Sean Clifford cannot lead them to, you know, to a whole bunch of points, how are you going to navigate that schedule?
Well, I mean, that's the thing, man. Again, you know, Iowa, and I don't think we talk enough about how consistently good Iowa's been under Kirk Ferentz. No, they haven't won a national championship or been to the playoffs, but every year they're in that 10 to 20 range, and they play you tough, particularly up there at their home stadium. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, could it be where Penn State, you know, is undefeated to the Ohio State game? That could happen. Could it also be where they're 2-4 or 2-5 before they play Ohio State? That could happen too. And, yes, they got a lot of talent all over the field. You look at the linebackers. Of course, offensive line is totally revamped. We'll see how that goes, because it's been a while since they put a good offensive line together. But that also would help the quarterback too, because as bad as Clifford was last year, or as bad as Levis was, which, by the way, shout out to him for being the starter at Kentucky, which kind of makes you ask some questions you may not have time to get to. But with Clifford, it would help if that offensive line is better. Give him a little bit more time, because there are definitely times where you could tell that guy was seeing ghosts, and that doesn't help either. So, but also, too, the offensive line gets better when the quarterback gets the ball out quicker. So, you know, either way, it's going to start and end with him, whether it's fair or not. That's what it is. If he could be average or better, then, yeah, Penn State's back to being where they were before last year. If he could be great, they might be a national championship contender. If he's bad, well, there are going to be a lot of fun phone calls for you over this season.
Yep.
Corey Geiger.
That's right. Now, Tobias Wilborn from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'll give you a few seconds to think about it. I'm going to ask you about which player on offense and defense you're most excited to see. We're not going to talk about Sean Clifford during this, so pick a guy. Pick a guy on offense first. Anybody, any player from any position that, you know what, when you enter the season, you're like, I'm really looking forward to seeing what that guy can do.
You know, that's a good one. I want to say Noah Kane. I want to see, can he stay healthy for a whole year? Can he stay healthy, and what's he like when he's healthy? We just haven't seen it from him. It would be really nice for him to see him be that guy. If he is, then that could be something where you mentioned how having that running back, you go back to Saquon Barkley. Again, I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to put Noah Kane in that category, guys. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, when you have that type of running back, it can take a lot of pressure off the quarterback. And this is Noah's time. So I want to see who he is. And I guess on defense, I would say Tariq Castro-Fields is very interesting to me. I want to see what he does fully healthy and fully locked in.
Yeah, Castro-Fields missed the second half of last season. He would come out. He would be in a uniform. He'd work out. You thought, okay, maybe we'll play, and then he didn't. And you just always kind of wonder, okay, what's going on with this guy? Why isn't he playing? And he was injured. I think that's a good choice. I'm going to go with Joey Porter Jr. on defense, because I think Joey has a chance to be just fantastic. So many people are looking at Jaquan Brisker, and Jaquan's a very good player. I think Joey has a chance to be an outstanding player. And for me on offense, it's Jahan Dotson. I can't wait for Jahan to get a lot of opportunities to really stretch the field, Nubias. I mean, that's one thing Mike Yurcich likes to do. He likes to go up top. He likes to throw the ball deep. I'm really looking forward to seeing Jahan Dotson be given some opportunities, just take off 40, 50 yards downfield and see if Sean Clifford can hit him.
Oh, man, he is such a unique talent. And for the very just an intelligible guy. I got to spend a little bit of time with him in Indianapolis. Just I like what he is as a human being, but more important, on that football field, that guy is dangerous. You give him a little bit of room and he can go. And you put him with Parker Washington, I mean, again, you know, they're shorter by today's receiver standards. You know, neither one of them 6 foot. But I tell you what, man, those guys play big. And, yeah, Jahan Dotson, if you want to say Chris Olave at Ohio State's better, okay, maybe. But I don't know, other than that, I don't know if there's a better wide receiver in the Big Ten than him. And if it's not him, it might be Parker Washington.
All right. What kind of record do you have? Have you gone out publicly and given a record prediction for Penn State and Tobias?
I have not yet. I guess I will. Let's see. I want to do it here. We'll do it here.
Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Let's see. Give me a second. I got to pull up. Make sure I got the numbers of games right. Okay. So you got the 1, 2, 3. All right. I got them. Going, I got them only losing one game.
11-1 against this schedule?
Yeah, I just think, and again, and I know I just railed on the quarterback and everything, and that's fair, but I think other than Ohio State, when they play a game, Penn State is the more talented team. That is just what I believe based upon, again, I know this is way too soon. God knows what's going to happen with injuries. If we hadn't learned anything else from last year, everything could change in a moment. But between Penn State being very vaccinated, which I know some people may not think that matters, but it's going to matter because there are teams that aren't as vaccinated and that will have an impact going down the season. I think with the talent they have, I think with James Franklin as coach and Mike Yurcich as his offensive coordinator, to me, other than Ohio State, they're the better team when they play every time. And by that, I think they should be 11-1.
Woo, man. Man. That's a bold prediction right there, my friend, because I could see this team going 7-5. If Clifford's bad, 6-6. I picked 9-3. I'm on the record of 9-3 because I believe Mike Yurcich's system will give this team a really good chance. Somebody said, I got them losing to Wisconsin, Iowa, and Ohio State. And quite frankly, I think they lose by double digits to Wisconsin. Nubias, I think it is an absolutely terrible matchup. I think Wisconsin is going to go out there and just run the ball down their throat. Penn State traditionally doesn't tackle well early in seasons. It's an 11 a.m. kickoff. Franklin is awful on the road against top 25 teams. They're ranked number 12. I can fully see. Hey, look, I would not be stunned if Wisconsin wins by 20 points. I wouldn't, because Wisconsin, and if this was a 3:30 game at Penn State, different story. If this is week 3, different story. What Wisconsin does is just so different than almost everybody else, because they're going to step up and they're going to force you to stop their run. I haven't given a score prediction yet. If I had to give a score prediction, I'd probably say somewhere around Wisconsin 35, Penn State 24. I just think that is the worst possible opener they could have outside of Ohio State.
It's not a great one, but I will say this. The one thing that you do get the advantage of is that while if you do have to face a team that does a bunch of different stuff, you want as much time to prepare for them as you can. And Penn State has as much time to prepare as ever possible, even like more than a bowl game. Yeah, you hadn't seen any of the game stuff, but again, they have a lot of the guys coming back, including a quarterback. So a lot of those things aren't going to change. You're going to have a lot more on them. And keep in mind, Penn State will have a little bit of an advantage in a way of having Yurcich's offense.
Wisconsin's not seen it. That is the key.
Yeah, Wisconsin, seen it.
Wisconsin has not seen it. Yep, there's no question. And if Clifford is good, then there's no doubt if Penn State goes out and beats Wisconsin, which they could. Look, folks, who the hell knows? I don't know. I mean, I'm picking them to lose. They could win. I just think it is a really bad matchup. If they beat Wisconsin, well, yeah, 10-2, 11-1 is still on the table, but they do still have to go to Iowa. That's a really, really big challenge there in and of itself.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, it won't be easy. This is a tough, tough schedule. But, hey, listen, but these are also the types of schedules that if you're talking about trying to make the playoffs, particularly in the next couple of years as they expand, these are the types of schedules you want to play.
That's right.
Because they could be a little bit forgiving. Like, let's say they were to lose to Wisconsin. Okay, they still could come back. Beat Ball State, beat Auburn, beat Villanova, beat Indiana, go into the Iowa game with a little bit of momentum, maybe beat Iowa, go to Illinois, beat Illinois, and then it will still all come down to the Ohio State game. Now you can't lose that game if you're going to make the playoffs, at least not under the current structure. But if you win it, then win out, now you're talking about a whole different ballgame. So you know, it gives you a little bit of a game in the pocket, but that first game is gonna be fun. I'm really looking forward, God willing, looking forward to attending that game. Like I said, last year I didn't get to see any real Big Ten, so hopefully, you know, if these numbers stay off, we'll get to see some fun up there in Wisconsin, man.
11-1, Nubias Wilborn from the Post Gazette. You got him in the playoff.
Hey man, why not, man?
That would be something. Thanks, buddy. Always enjoy catching up with you, man.
Thank you.
All right, good stuff. Nubias Wilborn from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.